The House of Representatives has just passed its tax overhaul bill by a vote of 227 to 205, no Democrats voting for that bill. There's a mistrial in the corruption trial of Democratic Senator Bob Menendez, and Democratic Senator Al Franken is responding to an allegation of forcible kissing and groping from 2006. Joining us now is NPR Senior Washington Editor and Correspondent Ron Elving. Ron, let's start with taxes. The House passage just happened. It is step one. What about the Senate?
The Senate is going to be a little more difficult. Only 13 Republicans voted against this particular bill. They were all from New York, New Jersey, California, and North Carolina, coastal states that are afraid that many of their middle-class taxpayers may actually see a tax increase because of some of the changes in the bill. On the Senate side, you have about half a dozen senators who have expressed misgivings about one thing and another, including, rather surprisingly, Ron Johnson from Wisconsin, who just last night said he couldn't support either the House or the Senate version of the bill. But we have seen Senator Johnson say such things before, and we shall see.
Did the changes that were made to the bill in the Senate this week, the removal of the Affordable Care Act's individual mandate and making the corporate tax cuts permanent, did those help or hurt the chances that the bill passes the Senate in the end?
It could be a little bit of both. In the short run, it may actually help because a lot of the deficit hawks were afraid to see the bill going over the $1.5 trillion in added federal debt that was allowed under the budget resolution. It was getting bigger than that. So they were very grateful to be able to pick up maybe $300 billion to play with from repealing the individual mandate. Now, of course, at the same time, that money is saved because it's not going to subsidize some people's health insurance, and that means about 13 million fewer people will have health insurance. In the long run, that could hurt the image of this bill quite a bit, including in terms of its final passage in the Senate.
Do you expect all this to get done by the end of this year, as Republicans have been promising?
Not necessarily, although it is possible. The key element was to get it through the House before Thanksgiving. The Senate is going to vote on its bill after Thanksgiving, but if it does so expeditiously right after the holiday, they would still have enough time to negotiate between the House and Senate and come up with something that could pass both the House and Senate in identical form, which is what the Constitution requires. And then that would go to the president, who would be more than glad to sign it no matter how they work out their differences.
Okay, what about the other breaking news today? The mistrial for Senator Bob Menendez, a Democrat from New Jersey. Here he is speaking today outside the courthouse.
I want to thank the jury, 12 New Jerseyans, who saw through the government's false claims and used their Jersey common sense to reject it.
First, Ron, just remind us about the charges against Menendez.
Essentially, that he had a longstanding relationship with a donor and friend that amounted to this friend giving him money and the friend getting a lot of favors done for him, including the government intervening in a Medicare fraudulent billing case. The friend in Florida is a wealthy ophthalmologist named Solomon Melgen, and he and Bob Menendez go back decades, and they have been, as they represent it, just doing what friends do, but as the Department of Justice presented it, it was a quid pro quo that got a lot of government favors done for Dr. Melgen.
And the jury was deadlocked in this case. What does this mistrial mean for Bob Menendez's future and for Democrats in the Senate?
The Department of Justice is quite free to bring the charges again. A mistrial is just a mistrial. It doesn't mean it's an exoneration by any means. The government can come back and take another swing. On the other hand, as a practical matter, considering the cost, considering the time, considering what happened with this case and the difficulty they had persuading the jury, it's also possible that the Department of Justice will back off, in which case Senator Menendez will simply continue to serve out his term. And in the meantime, while justice is deciding, he returns to the Senate.
Meanwhile, this morning, Democratic Senator Al Franken was accused of groping and forcibly kissing a radio anchorwoman during a USO tour in 2006. There's been a lot of response today to that allegation. What do we know at this point?
We know at this point that Al Franken is disputing the intention, but not necessarily disputing the incidents or in any sense trying to disavow or to discredit his accuser. Now, these people were all together in 2006 with a number of other folks going out and doing a USO tour to entertain troops in Afghanistan and Iraq. There were some skits. They were making fun of Saddam Hussein. Al Franken played Saddam Hussein. And at one point, he was supposed to have a kiss with this particular woman who had apparently not wanted to actually kiss him. And he nonetheless kissed her in rehearsal. And later on the plane coming home, while she was sleeping and wearing a flak jacket, Al Franken came over and acted as though and may have, in fact, touched her on her breasts inside of her jacket while she was sleeping. And someone took a picture of that. And Al Franken says all of this was tasteless. All of this was boorish. All of it was wrong. And he has apologized for it and given a long statement about how he will not try to denigrate his accuser in any way. And he has volunteered to cooperate with the Ethics Committee. And a really lengthy statement about where he sees all of these cases going forward with respect to harassment and sexual assault going and changing our cultural awareness.
But a lot of Democrats have come out with some strong statements. Claire McCaskill from Missouri tweeted, "Re Al Franken, I'm shocked and concerned. The behavior described is completely unacceptable. Comedy is no excuse for inappropriate conduct, and I believe there should be an ethics investigation." So is that where we're heading, an ethics investigation?
No question about it. There will absolutely be one. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has already said he wants one. Al Franken says he'll cooperate in it. And given all of the fuss about Roy Moore, the Republican candidate for the Senate in Alabama, and the women accusing him, this is going to have to be sauce for the goose and sauce for the gander. And the Democrats will certainly have to support having Al Franken stand in the dock.
That's Ron Elving, NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent. Ron, thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.